its current state here on WKAR, many nonprofit organizations are involved in fighting cancer and supporting cancer research. Here in mid-Michigan, there's one that focuses on another of cancer's challenges, paying medical bills. The Lake Odessa-based Thunder on the Grand raises money for children with cancer whose families are financially struggling. They do that with a huge annual event that offers everything from motorcycle races to slip and slides and lots more. Joining us for our Neighbors in Action today, Loreen Wickens, founder of Thunder on the Grand. Hello, Loreen.
Hello there, Mark. How are you?
I am well. It's good to have you here. We're also joined in the studio by Jen Fuller, the mother of a 10-year-old girl, Layla Kay, who's been diagnosed with bone marrow failure, and the Fuller family is one of the beneficiaries of this year's event. So we want to welcome Jen Fuller to Current
Thank
State as
much.
Well. Nice to have you here. Loreen, talk to us about where the idea came from for Thunder on the Grand. How did it all get started?
Oh, my goodness. My daughter had cancer a year after she gave birth to twins. And it was lymphoma, and so I envisioned myself as being a grandmother raising two children, and my daughter was a single mother and did not have funds to pay her bills and whatnot, so I had to step up and do that. I also am a three-time cancer survivor myself. My mother passed away when I was 15 from cancer, and we just were looking to do something, and it just seemed like there wasn't enough out there for children to benefit from that didn't have the resources that a lot of adults have.
Got it.
And so I worked for Thunder Roads Magazine, a motorcycle magazine, and I wrote articles, and I met a woman that was out of Battle Creek that her grandson had passed away from brain cancer, and she did fundraisers for St. Jude's, and her and I got talking, and she thought it would be a wonderful idea if I started something in Michigan that benefited Michigan children only.
And who exactly do you raise money for?
It's Thunder on the Grand is a nonprofit organization, and what we do is we raise money for children that don't have a lot of resources for help with medical bills, paying for medical miles that they have to travel back and forth. We have a lot of families that, you know, with the economy down, some of the families aren't working, they don't have insurance. There is a lot of programs out there for them to go with, but those insurance companies only cover certain things, and a lot of the medicine and stuff isn't even covered.
Okay.
So
very good. Let's talk to Jen Fuller here for a second. Jen, your daughter Layla was diagnosed with bone marrow failure and then later with aplastic anemia. Tell us a little bit about the journey you've been on with Layla.
Well, she was first diagnosed at 5 years old as a fluke at the allergist. He asked me if I had any other questions or concerns. And I said, you know, she bruises extremely easy. Could we just, you know, take a look at that? And so he sent her in for some blood work. And little did I know that day my world would be turned upside down. We were sent directly to Sparrow, where she was admitted immediately. That night, they were going to send her to Mott's Children's Hospital in Minneapolis for a bone marrow transplant. Her levels were that bad. Fortunately, she has kind of went up to the point where she is maintaining at this point. About 2 years ago, we found out that being even worse than cancer, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, but worse than cancer, she has no other alternatives except a bone marrow transplant. There is absolutely no treatment for her specific condition.
This is a platelet issue.
Correct.
Correct, in her bone marrow. Is the Fuller family the sole beneficiary of this year's Thunder on the Grand then? Is all the money raised going to go to you, or is that getting split up?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh,
no.
Okay, okay.
That's however they do that. But they have so generously donated even a space for me to come and do a bone marrow drive during the program. So I will be there swabbing mouths, doing everything I can. We are desperately looking for a donor for her. Lorraine was so graciously just invited me in with open arms to help us on several different facets.
Are you contending with a timeline here?
Anytime. I prayed for a donor yesterday. She could go downhill in 5 minutes from now.
Now, will the money raised accelerate, improve the chances of finding a donor?
Not necessarily. The money raised obviously is going for these programs that Lorraine had set up for, helping financially. Getting the word out there and getting people on the donor marrow registry is the key to finding her a donor.
I'm speaking with Jen Fuller, the mother of a young girl with bone marrow failure, along with Lorraine Wickens, founder of the event and organization Thunder on the Grand, which is working to help the Fullers and other families in similar situations. This is a big event meant to raise money to help defray costs of families with a member who has a young person who has cancer. Lorraine, I know there are other families that you have helped here. How many years have you been hosting Thunder on the Grand?
This is our seventh annual this year.
Okay.
And so we are very excited about that. A lot of events don't last that long. our numbers are way up this year. So we're really in hope of a really great turnout this year.
There's a lot of fun events here, which we'll get to in just a minute. I know you've helped other people, obviously, over the course of those 7 years. Lorraine, talk to us about one or two.
Well, there was Harley Van Zandt. She was out of Battle Creek, young girl, 14 years old, who had bone cancer, and it went to her lung. All of the volunteers just fell in love with her. She was awesome. She had lost her left arm, and one of her things was that she wanted to be able to ride a motorcycle. She also wanted to write an article and do photos. She wanted to be a photographer. So I invited her to go out and help me write an article for Thunder Roads Magazine. We took pictures. We published the article. It came out just shortly before Harley had passed away, unfortunately. But she did get to see that she did, achieve her goal. We ended up helping with the expense of Harley's funeral, and that's how we ended up helping that family, unfortunately. And sometimes it does come down to that. Mm-hmm. There's also Bryce that we have helped out of Battle Creek as well. And then we have Jaden Lamb out of Midland that we have donated funds to for the toy drive and stuff that they do in memory of him, because obviously he passed away before we could actually get the funds to help. So it's important for us to get the funds, so that we have them available, so that as soon as we hear of a child that really needs our help, that the funds are available to those children. And
let me bring Jen Fuller back in here briefly. Jen Fuller, what can people do to help Layla?
First and foremost, sign up for the registry. The registry is not only just for children with aplastic anemia, but tens of thousands of children with bone cancer and other lymphoma and other types of cancer need bone marrow transplants. And the consensus is people are so afraid to be a donor because it used to be extremely painful. It is not that way anymore. It's almost just like giving plasma. So getting the word out, getting people tested on the registry, is helping just a ton of people.
What's the easiest way to become a transplant donor?
It's very simple.
Make the officials aware that you're willing to be a donor.
You can go online, order a kit. They send it to you. It's a simple swab of the mouth, takes less than 10 minutes, and it sends right back in the mail free.
But
and it's
that is
on the national registry. It is with Be the Match, is the number one bone marrow registry. You can, there will be a link set up for Layla. It is just bethematch.org. Her specific link would be join.bethematch.org/Michigan2016. You would still be on the national registry. They are just now counting how many people are wanting to become new donors because of her story.
Lorraine, let's talk a little bit about the event. There's a lot of things going on here. Just give us a sample.
Oh, we have on Friday night, we have a live rodeo coming. Lost Nations Rodeo is going to be putting on a great show for us, and that's at 7:30 in the evening. Our theme this year is Mad Max, Mad Against Cancer. We change our theme every year to match something to do with cancer. To make it a fun event, we're doing drift trike racing, which is a go-kart rear end, a bicycle front end with a motor on it, and they have PVC pipe over the back tires, and they just slip around, and it's very hard to control them, so it makes it really fun to put on a show with that. We have mud bogs going on. We have motorcycle games going on. We have a car show and truck show, motorcycle show, a Mad Max vehicle show. We have the slippery slide that's 150 foot long.
All kinds of things.
The music that we're going to have is just absolutely fabulous all weekend.
Music as well. All the information is at thunderonthegrand.com. thunderonthegrand.com. I know volunteers are a big part of Thunder on the Grand. What kinds of things do they do?
They help with the gate. They help. We have what we call the Thunder booth, food booth, and people help in the food booth. They help in the information booth. They help at the different locations to set up the different events that are going on, stage management, sound, you name it.
Different kind of volunteer opportunity here. It's obviously a fun event, but it's one with a very serious purpose here as well. Jen Fuller, remind us where does this happen? This is Thunder on the Grand. It's near the Grand River, I take it.
Yes, it's at the – go ahead, Lorene.
No, it's at the Lake Odessa Fairgrounds. We did hold it by the Grand, and that's why – the Grand River, that's why it was called Thunder on the
Got
Grand.
Got it.
But
okay.
We moved it since then. So.
Well, Jen, we wish you and the Fuller family nothing but the best here. You've got quite a serious challenge on your hands. Hopefully this year's event will make a difference, and you will connect with a bone marrow donor very, very soon.
Absolutely.
For Layla Kay. It was. Thank you for sharing your story with us here today.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Lorene, for involving Layla and making her a part of this and just opening your arms and wrapping our family right in it. You are truly a blessing to us.
Well, you guys are just a blessing to us, and I have to say that Jen is one miracle mama. She has another baby that has issues as well, and her husband has just been deployed. So she's a single mom now.
Okay.
So she's got her hands full.
I'll tell you what, we have to leave it there. I've been speaking with Lorene Wickens, founder of Thunder on the Grand, and Jen Fuller, the mother of a young girl with bone marrow failure, who the organization is working to help. Lorene, Jen, thank you. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line.